This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For a lot of people who live in a lot of the rural parts of this country, getting health care can be challenging at best. And the more rural you get, the more challenging it is. People out in far west Texas, which I learned today is the desert and mountains out almost to New Mexico, they describe their medical landscape as beyond rural, where a ride to the hospital in an ambulance, if there is an ambulance to be had, can take close to 3 hours. But there's something else standing between those far west Texans and emergency care, one they might not even think of until they need an ambulance to show up at their front door. Marfa Public Radio's Sally Beauvais takes it from there.
Eavesdrop on an emergency medical scanner in Presidio, Texas, and there may not be much to listen to. The population's just over 4,000. But when emergency calls do come in, the stakes can be unusually high. Local EMT Isidro Pondo remembers one such call.
It was a cardiac arrest, and they wouldn't answer the phone when we tried calling them. And what should have taken us 3 minutes took us about 15 minutes to get there. By then, it was too late.
What took so long? Trying to find the patient's house.
And it's frustrating, and it's embarrassing when you go to the wrong address and you realize that you're on the wrong side of town. Now you got to hurry up and make it to the other side in town. And it's a nightmare.
First responders here say it happens regularly. Dispatch relays an address, they rush to the scene, often using Google Maps, and find they're actually in the wrong place. Turns out this happens all over the country. Several years ago, the federal government ordered cell phone carriers to improve location technology for the benefit of people who call 911. But problems persist in rural America. A 2017 study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found ambulance wait times in rural areas are about 15 minutes, almost double the national average. In Presidio, there are layers and layers of issues standing between ambulances and people's front doors. To demonstrate, EMS Director Melinda Richardson took me out for a drive in her Subaru.
Let's pretend that you have received a call to 411 Rosedale.
She emphasizes this is just a hypothetical example, but an especially good one. Within city limits, there's a Rosedale Avenue, a Rosedale Drive, and a Rosedale Street. Luckily, on this call, we know which one we're looking for.
411 Rosedale.
I enter the address into Google Maps, and we get going.
Turn right onto Bledsoe Boulevard.
So, is this Bledsoe?
No idea. No street signs.
No street signs. This is not Bledsoe.
She says spotty signage is just the beginning.
Head east on Commerce Street toward Harmon Avenue, then turn left onto Harmon Avenue.
Okay, this is another example. Harmon is the old street name. Ralph England is the new one, so Google Maps.
There are other discrepancies. Some houses have duplicate numbers. Some houses don't have numbers at all.
You've arrived.
Should this one be 411?
This one should be 411, but I don't see a house number on that particular house.
Here and in many other rural areas, street names and house numbers are a relatively new phenomenon. Many Presidio residents don't actually know what their official address is. They might have one assigned by the gas utility and another from the telephone company, and those might be different from what the city has. I went to talk to Alma Martin about this. She's chair of Presidio's Planning and Zoning Board.
Do you know where Alma Martin's house is?
Martin Street and her house are clearly marked, but I still got lost using Google Maps trying to find it.
I really, really want to get our 911 addresses in order.
Martin says before the times of smartphones and car GPS, physical addresses weren't really a part of life in Presidio. Residents relied on P.O. boxes for mail. The town was smaller and closer knit, and everyone knew where everyone else lived. But times have changed. The city recently secured $35,000 to get things in order. Martin's proposing a door-to-door address audit so they can finally ask people to
put their number on their front door for ambulance services, for fire departments, for law enforcement services, for the poor UPS guy, the FedEx guy.
She says once it's done, maybe the city can even contact Google.
You've arrived.
Lost in Presidio, I'm Sally Beauvais for Marketplace.